بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Just a short reminder, inshallah ta'ala. Continuing the series that we began last Friday. Last Friday we spoke about the rules of engagement. And that's a special name that I gave the series. And I explained what the rules of engagement mean. We said every soldier deployed on a mission or sent to a mission or to a battle or something, right? They have a set rule. They have rules of engagement, right? That they need to know of when they engage themselves in that mission, right? And we said in this mission of the dunya, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam to this life, to this world, there are specific rules that we can extract from the Qur'an that we can consider to be rules of engagement. The first one, does anyone remember the first one? The one that I mentioned last week? Purpose. And we said when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, He created him with a specific purpose and a specific duty, which is to be a khalifa for Allah on this earth, to be the successor of Allah, to uphold justice, to uphold the sharia of Allah, and to maintain it with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, in order for it to be in harmony. And then we spoke about how there are two types of people in this world, only two. The first are people with purpose and that know their purpose. And the second are people that do not know their purpose. The people that do know their purpose, they are in harmony with the universe, with all of the creations around them, from heaven until this dunya. And the people that do not know their purpose, they disrupt the harmony of everything from the heavens all the way down to this dunya. All the other creations know the purpose of their creation and the purpose of their being, except for what? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There is a group of people that Allah gave free will that can choose to not understand their purpose in life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us purpose. And now, the second rule of engagement is know your generation. Know your generation. And this is a recurring theme in the Qur'an. In more than one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, this ummah, this nation of people, is a nation that has perished. For it is the consequences of its actions. And for you are your actions. And you will not be asked about what they did. And you will not be asked about what they did. So, in this beautiful ayah, and this is a recurring theme in the Qur'an, this is just one ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, we can learn that part of the rule of engaging in this dunya is to know the generation and the time that we live in. Know the generation and the time that we live in. Every generation has its own challenges, has its own trials, has its own tribulations, has its own means of victory, and has its own ways to establish the deen. Every generation. And we have to know this. Since the time of the Prophet ﷺ, how many generations has it been since the Prophet ﷺ? About 48, let's say, generations, right? About 48, 50 generations since the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Every generation will be asked about itself. And they will not be asked about what the previous generations did. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. For them is what they did. The consequences of their actions will be reaped by them. And they, as a generation, will be asked by Allah what they did to uphold the religion of Allah and the deen of Allah in their time. And our generation as well will be asked by itself. So by understanding this, brothers and sisters, we can conclude something very important. That all these statements like, oh, the way things were back in my days, or in the good old times, things would be like that, or what worked before was this, these are all irrelevant and irrational. Right? You know, when a father tells a child of a different generation, or a grandfather tells their grandchild who is brought up in a completely different generation, you know, the way we did things was, that's completely irrelevant. Why? Because they have their own challenges. Every generation has their own challenges, trials and tribulations. And they will be asked individually, as a generation, what they did to cope with the trials of their time. Just like the grandparents who are telling their grandchildren the way we used to, they had to cope with things unlike their own parents and grandparents, right? Things change. And the same thing with the younger generation, inshallah ta'ala. And this theme is also recurring in a verse that was mentioned many times in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلَّا تَزِرُوا وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. This was repeated many times in the Qur'an. That nobody will carry the burden or the deeds of someone else. Nobody. Right? وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And the only thing you will get is what you did. The actions that you did in this dunya is what you will reap in the akhirah. And this is as a generation. So in order for us to live these verses and to engage ourselves properly with this rule of engagement, we need to understand our generation and the means of establishment, asbab al-tamkin, right? Asbab al-tamkin, the means of establishing the deen in our generation. Because it was successful with a previous generation does not mean it will continue to be successful in future generations. Islam is adaptive. And as the sons of Adam, we're all the sons of Adam, every generation has to adapt to its time, to its place, to its context, and needs to know the means, what they need to have in order to establish this harmony that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to establish in this dunya, to uphold justice and to be the successors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a reason for the establishment of justice on earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let our generation properly uphold their purpose, which is to be the successors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we properly engage this world and this context the way we should engage it in order for Islam to be established and in order for the deen to spread and in order for the universal harmony to be completed. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah to forgive us, have mercy on us, and show us the straight path. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.